Listen in to Merry Man Herbs, It's a Better Life show, every first and third Sunday on 1340 Radio AM for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you a little fun with interesting health tips and the up-to-date, scientifically-based health news. He will interview some of the leading doctors, scientists, and leaders in the holistic health fields. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified health care provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs Better Life Show. And as always, we start with some health tips. And then we'll get into the news. And we have again with us today, Cheryl Myers, who's the Chief Scientific and Educational Director for Europharma. She's just got back from the Anaheim, California trade show and has got a lot of good information. Of course, being there, you get to meet with some of the leading doctors and scientists. So we're going to get a lot of great information from Cheryl today. So let's start out with some of our interesting and maybe silly tips. Did you know that odors inhaled by the right nostril are more pleasant than those detected by the left nostril? Don't ask me why, but that's just the way it is. By age 50, most people lose half of their taste buds. I was going to say maybe half of their hair. I think I've lost all of mine. Backache is second only to headaches as the most common location of pain. The skin on your feet is thicker than it is in anywhere else on your body. So you have really thick skin on your feet. And this is very interesting. Large pharmaceutical manufacturers typically spend twice as much money on advertising and marketing costs than they do on research costs. And I know a lot of the smaller nutraceutical companies and even some of the larger ones spend massive amounts on research and also quality control. We've talked about that in the past too. Now, this is something that's a kind of a prediction from Michael T. Murray, who was one of the educators, the leading educators at Bastyr University. He's a naturopathic doctor, brilliant man, written a number of books. He is predicting that celery seed extract will emerge as a big seller in the industry. We're going to hear more and more about that. Basically, there's published preliminary clinical results indicating that celery seed extract may produce the greatest blood pressure lowering effects of all the natural products. So I know on our Facebook, Merry Man Herbs, actually Facebook.com, Merry Man Herbs, we posted that, you know, why spend $3 on a pharmaceutical for blood pressure lowering when you can get the celery seed extract, which is just as effective and probably has a lot fewer complications. But again, you know, when it comes to your medications, always discuss all that with your doctor. But we're seeing that celery seed is going to be very beneficial, and it's also beneficial for gout and some other things too. So it has a lot of positive benefits. Now in the news, we've got in the news, pine bark extract reduces effects of the common cold in a really good study here in the Pan Minerva Medica, a recently published study, 146 participants. There was a major reduction in their cold symptoms. Actually, they had received, all had received it, were in good health and even received a flu vaccination, which we've talked about that. I'm not really a big one for that. But in this pilot study, the pycnogenol, the maritime pine bark, appeared to decrease symptoms of cold and shorten its course and also prevented some complications. So we've talked in the past about vitamin D, how it basically reduces the incidence of cold and flu in some of the studies by 50%. We've talked about, now we're talking about pycnogenol. Of course, vitamin C is another really good one. There's another one, Epicor, which you're going to be hearing more about, a yeast ferment metabolite, and it's extremely effective in reducing the colds and flu. I know people that take one or more of these combinations always come to me and say, you know, I didn't get sick this year, so it is really wonderful. And again, you know, we're very concerned that the flu vaccine only was about 26% or less effective this year. So, you know, we're looking for things that don't have any negative side effects that help to continue to boost and increase your immune system and are relatively inexpensive and safe. And so, you know, we're looking to vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D. We're looking to, you know, the maritime pine bark, which is also got a ton of positive benefits. We could do a show on that, and probably we will. But we've got to save time here for Cheryl. Welcome to the show. It's Cheryl Myers, Chief Scientific and Educational Director for Europharma. You just got back from a show, and you're full of just some wonderful new information. Tell us about the curcumin. I know we've talked about it for pain relief, but You've got some good information about how it uplifts your mood. And I know personally that it did that for me after I had a tooth extracted. I think I took about 20 pills with, over a 24-hour period. And my staff was saying, wow, you're really in a good mood. You're feeling good. And I'm like, yeah, I just had a tooth extracted and I shouldn't be feeling good, but I do. So what is this with the curcumin, the BCM95, which we've talked about? And how is all this working to alleviate depression? I know there's a study, a recent study in the news, that curcumin, the BCM95, is as or almost effective as fluoxetine, which is the generic for Prozac. So how's all this coming about? Cheryl, I'm excited. Fire away. I want to hear about this.
I'm excited, too. I want to back up a little bit because I think there's a lot of confusion out there between curcumin and turmeric.
Yes, yes.
So turmeric is an amazing plant and a fantastic spice, and it's also a natural coloring agent. So eat lots of turmeric. It's good for you.
Sure.
But turmeric is the food. The natural medicine, what we find in turmeric, is called curcumin. And there can be as little as 2% curcumin in turmeric. So it's a tiny, tiny little amount. So if you just want to have healthy food, absolutely add turmeric to your foods. But if you're trying to treat some type of problem, you have to kind of cut to the chase and use curcumin. And not all curcumin is created equal either.
Right, right.
Because both turmeric and curcumin are very hard to absorb. So some of the early studies looking at curcumin used as many as 24 capsules a day.
Oh.
To try to get a little bit of curcumin on board.
Right.
So, that's going to, in the real world, you just can't do that. Most people are not going to take 24 capsules a day. So the next generation of products looked at what can we do to try to get curcumin to absorb in a healthy way at much higher rates, the natural ratios, and that's what they accomplished with BCM95 curcumin.
And that stands for bioavailable curcumin maximized at 95%.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
It's a differentiator from just plain garden variety of curcumin.
Right, right.
It's absorbed up to 10 times better
than
plain curcumin.
10 times?
Absolutely. Yeah,
wow.
It's amazing.
Oh, so you don't have to take 24. You can maybe just take 2 pills.
That's the beauty of it.
Awesome.
So then you get people that have much better compliance with these regimens,
right.
And they're much better able to get results, and also because it stays in the bloodstream longer. So the retention time at significant levels in the bloodstream is a minimum of 8 hours. It's probably more like 10 or 12 hours, so you don't get that roller coaster effect of, wow, now the curcumin's high, now the curcumin's low, now
right.
It's back up again. So it stays steady state, so it can offer consistent benefits.
That's what I really like about this product is, you've got the oil extract going back in with the 3 curcuminoids. So you got a holistic product. You've got a product that's basically very bioavailable, so it's naturally potentized. And then it stays in your body for quite a while, so you don't get this what we call loading and rebound in the industry and in pharmaceuticals, where you have to take, a lot frequently, although you can if you need to. And this is another thing I like to point out is every now and then I'll get a customer that says, yeah, I took one and it didn't do anything or didn't do much. And, maybe they've got some severe pain. And we always stress to them, if one helped just a little bit, you could take 2 or 3. It's not going to be a problem. You're not dealing with, a toxic pharmaceutical that could end up, basically killing you. I think the worst thing that happens when you take a lot of curcumin is you might loosen your bowels. It kind of has a cleansing effect, but you'd have to take a lot for that. I know 10 grams is usually a clinical studied upper limit or whatever, and that's like taking 13, 14, 15 pills all at one time. So it's extremely safe. It's very, very effective, but sometimes you have to take more than just one to get pain relief for the whole day. And, of course, I was taking 1 or 2 as I needed it throughout the day and ended up taking about 20, but it did its job. And then, of course, now, today, I only take 1 or 2. But so you don't have to take massive amounts, but you can if you need to.
Absolutely, you can. It's totally safe. I'm glad you mentioned that turmeric essential oil because there's 2 ways you can get to curcumin to absorb better, and one is with Mother Nature's help, and
right.
One is with Frankenstein's help, and we chose Mother Nature because,
good for you.
The synthetic ways or the crazy ways that people try to get better absorption sometimes have some very nasty long-term effects that are not really good for us.
Right.
So we use turmeric essential oil. Now, the turmeric essential oil, the oil itself helps boost absorption because, as curcumin is fat-soluble.
Right.
But it turns out that there's these compounds in turmeric essential oil called turmerones, And these compounds actually work with the curcumin to make it behave in a more powerful manner. They sort of energize it and give it a little boost and give it some extra support. So when we look at this blend of curcumin with turmeric essential oil...
Holistic, here we go. That's always the way to go.
BCM95 curcumin has compounds in it that you don't find in any other curcumin product.
And you know what?
It makes it really unique.
I think probably there's maybe, and I don't know, this is very well studied, but as always, there's maybe some compounds we still don't even know about that are in there. I find that a lot of times with a holistic nutritional support supplement like an apple, we still don't really know what's all in an apple. And, you know, it's kind of God-given there. And I think that's one of the positive things about looking at holistic whole food supplementation is, you know, we really still don't know everything. We're not God, and we don't know everything that's in everything. And by doing a whole food extract, you're getting a lot of balanced, what we call adaptogenic balanced properties that normally you wouldn't get with when you try to refine and get down to a really pure substance, which we find a lot in pharmaceuticals. Usually that's what they are. They're extremely purified and extremely processed.
You know, and that's a really good point. I'm glad you made that, because that might be one of the reasons why this product works so beneficially for such a wide variety of problems. You know, when you have inflammation in your knee and your knee hurts, you might walk a little gimpy and maybe you've got a little bit of a limp or your walking behavior is going to be affected. But what most people don't know is that depression also has an inflammatory component that's happening in the brain.
Oh.
And so when you have inflammation in the brain, just like inflammation in the knee changes your walking behavior,
sure,
inflammation in the brain changes your thinking behavior. And if you can robustly alleviate that inflammation, then you are going to have a rebalancing of the neurotransmitters, and you're going to have a reduction in the depression. So that's one of the ways in which curcumin was shown to alleviate depression.
And I think people need to know that curcumin passes the blood-brain barrier. So, I mean, you've got a product here that can get in there and really reduce that inflammation, not just in your whole body, but also in your brain, too, because there's a lot of substances that can't pass that barrier. But I know this extract does, which I think is phenomenal because, you know, we're also looking at for cancer reduction, prevention, so forth. I mean, it's getting into all of your body, which I think is extremely exciting.
I think that's amazing. And then the other issue is that the inflammation in the brain is a little quirky and it's a little bit different, because if just reducing inflammation was all that was needed to alleviate depression, heck, we could take an aspirin and our depression would go away. And that just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't.
No, I wish it did. I wish it were that simple.
Yeah.
So curcumin manages some of those inflammatory pathways, those uncommon inflammatory pathways that we have in the brain. It's also a super potent antioxidant, so it helps to protect the brain from oxidative damage, which is another component that they find is highly elevated in individuals with depression.
So you get some healing along with, you know, that quick symptom relief, and that's what I love about this particular product and similar products, the turmeric-based products, is not only do you get the symptom relief, but you don't get any side effects or poisoning or anything like that. You actually get healthy healing benefits. You get long-term healing. So the more you utilize this for the relief of symptoms, the less you're probably going to have those symptoms. And I that's what I love about being in the industry that I'm in, is we really don't ever, and I think you mentioned this before, we don't talk about side effects. We always talk about side benefits.
Absolutely. So not only does it help you with depression, but instead of the adverse effects that you often see with antidepressant medication, which are things like reducing your sex drive and increasing your appetite and
addiction,
causing weight gain,
addiction,
you know, which are depressing in and of themselves,
yeah,
you get side benefits like helping to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease and heart disease. And by the way, did you know, this is particularly sad, that if you are a depression sufferer, if you have major depressive disorder, you have a higher risk for Alzheimer's disease than individuals who have never suffered a major depressive episode. So we need to get on board, and we need to start addressing the health of the brain earlier rather than later to avoid some pretty negative downstream consequences.
Right, right. You don't want to go there with the senile dementia and Alzheimer's. It's just I've seen it firsthand. It's not fun. It's not fun.
Yeah. So the third way that curcumin really makes a difference in depression is that it helps to promote a process in the brain called neurogenesis. This is the ability of the brain to generate new brain cells.
Okay, now, Cheryl, I got to stop you here because, I mean, you know, I was trained basically in conventional medicine and so forth, and we were always taught that, you know, it's impossible for nerves to regenerate. You know, there's some new things with the stem cells and stuff like that. But I do recall reading a study on mice, a study, I think, University of Florida, where there was regeneration of the brain cells. So this really is true. There really is some regeneration. You've got to tell me about this.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, I was taught the same thing, that you don't regrow new brain cells.
Right.
So that, you know, be careful how many bachelorette party gets that you go to, because once you lose a brain cell, you aren't going to be getting them back.
Right, right.
It turns out that, yes, indeed, the brain does make new brain cells,
wow.
Not an enormous amount, but
right.
Some every day.
Well, some is process, better than none, you know.
Yes, yeah. It sure is. And this process is called neurogenesis. And what they found in a very sad study was they looked at individuals who had committed suicide, who had a history of major depressive
mm-hmm.
disorder. And they looked at them, and they did age and gender-matched controls on autopsy. So people that had died in car accidents and boating accidents that didn't have a history of major depressive disorder. And what they found is those individuals that were victims of suicide actually had extremely low levels of neurogenesis taking place, whereas those individuals who died from other reasons at similar ages, et cetera, found that they had high to average levels of neurogenesis taking place. And so while science hasn't fully investigated why this is, we know that creation of new brain cells, the robust creation of new brain
right.
cells, is associated with lack of depression. And guess what is the most potent stimulator of neurogenesis that they've thus far investigated in either the pharmaceutical world or the natural world?
BCM-95.
So,
right?
So, curcumin actually stimulates neurogenesis.
Wow.
So not only it help to alleviate depression,
this is
but
exciting.
You're right, it helps to repair the brain. It helps to make the brain healthier long-term instead of just covering up the symptoms.
So when my customers come in, and I've got some customers that take the curcumin products basically to help with their depression. They didn't want to get on the drugs. They felt like, you know, they just have minor depression. They've got a lot of stress, and they're feeling really good. I can also tell them, hey, by the way, there's good science now behind this that is showing that you're going to probably reduce your incidence of Alzheimer's, senile dementia. You're basically helping to preserve your brain so you can do what? Live healthier, happier, and longer.
Absolutely. There were four studies that were done. The first was an animal study that compared BCM95 to two classes of antidepressants. One's called SSRIs, selective
right.
serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Right.
And what they used was fluoxetine, which is the generic of Prozac.
Right.
The other was imipramine, which is in another class, an older class of antidepressants called tricyclic antidepressants. And in that study, BCM95 curcumin worked every bit as good as either of those drugs. So then they
wow.
moved on to human studies, and they did the one that you quoted, which is a human study that compared BCM95, that would be our Curamed product, which is our
okay.
highest potency all-curcumin product.
Right.
So Curamed twice daily compared to fluoxetine, the generic of Prozac, worked as well as the Prozac without any of the adverse effects.
Wow.
Since then, there have been two more studies. One was a placebo-controlled trial looking specifically at BCM95 curcumin, how quickly it worked, and for what types of depression, because, you know, depression is not all the same thing.
Oh, yeah, right,
and
right,
so
right.
And some of the interesting things that they gleaned from this study was that they, for the first 4 weeks, both the placebo control group and the BCM95 curcumin group improved. But at week four, because there was a strong placebo effect,
mm-hmm.
at week four, the folks in the placebo group started to taper off and go in the other direction. They started to sink back down again. Whereas the individuals in the BCM95 curcumin group, their mood continued to improve and to have treatment for the depression. So they found
awesome.
That at week five, there was a huge difference between the placebo group and the BCM95 group. So that means that people often start to feel a difference within 4 or 5 weeks of use, which is faster than some of the antidepressant medications that are
right.
on the market. The next thing that they found is that while all groups had improvements, and remember, this wasn't mild depression. This was major depressive disorder. While all groups had improvement, one group that was a particularly good responder are individuals with a class of depression called atypical depression. And atypical sounds rare because of the word, but it's not. It's very, very common.
It's the most common, right, right. I think that's probably what I have.
Well, the issue that with atypical depression, and I'll tell you the symptoms, you know, when you're depressed, mm-hmm. you can either completely lose your appetite and drop weight like crazy.
Right.
And stay awake fretting and not get good sleep and toss and turn all night long.
Or sleep all the time, too. Yeah, there's another type where I know you sleep all the time.
Yes, and that's atypical depression. Those individuals tend to be the ones who sleep a great deal of time, can't seem to get moving. They have increased appetites. They're eating more, and they're mm-hmm. gaining weight instead of losing weight. They're able to have short remissions of their depression if something happy happens. So let's see, their best friend from college comes to visit. They're able to rise for the occasion and have a little bit of, you know, lighten their load for a while
right.
and laugh and joke, but then it goes right back down to depression again. So those are the symptoms of atypical depressive disorder.
Boy, I know a lot of people like that, too.
Absolutely. And this group, atypical depression, has, on average, the poorest response to medication. So medication works much better in typical major depressive disorder.
Right.
What they found in this study was the reverse, that the people who had the most dramatic improvements were the ones that didn't respond to the medication at all. Those were the individuals in the atypical depression group. So I think that's particularly useful that a group that heretofore didn't have very many treatment options,
right, right.
the drugs didn't work for them, all of a sudden now we find something natural and something healthy. And something amazingly beneficial for that group of people.
Right. And speaking of treatment options, I know with Alzheimer's senile dementia, there really isn't any pharmaceuticals that are really effective that really do any good. And we're always kind of up against, you know, trying to find something. I know the pharmaceutical companies are just out there grasping at straws, I think, trying to find anything that's going to be beneficial, anything that's going to work, because right now there's really nothing that works well, and you read about it in the news, you hear about it, it's a big problem. And so now we have something that not only is going to uplift your mood, but for the long term, help to preserve the brain, keep the brain healthy, reduce possible damage by keeping the inflammation down. This is just a win-win situation. And by the way, I had a customer in the other day that's actually taking the curcumin to help with a cancer battle that they're going through. But they said, you know, my ankles don't hurt anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. And I feel a little bit better. And this is one of the things about curcumin that just amazes me. I mean, not only are you, you know, giving us some great information about the depression, but I mean, it's also good for your circulatory system, for your heart, for your digestion, for your blood sugar. It helps to stabilize your cholesterol and all kinds of different pains, everything from rheumatoid arthritis to fibromyalgia. It helps you actually, because of the blood sugar stabilizing effects, it helps with obesity and, of course, with cancer, and the list goes on and on. What I think I need to ask you this, what doesn't curcumin, what doesn't it do? Is there anything that it? Oh, I know it doesn't pay your bills.
You
right?
know, I know what I know. If I hadn't seen the research myself, and you know, BCM95 curcumin, the one that's in both Curamin, the pain reliever,
right.
and Curamed, the medicine that you often recommend.
Yes,
that BCM95 just had its 22nd study published, and it's on everything from rheumatoid arthritis to cancer to depression. And what do all of these things have in common? On a very basic level, chronic inflammation and chronic
yes.
oxidative damage. And if you can alleviate
right.
that, the sheer number of diseases that you can make a difference in is just staggering.
Oh, I'm sure. And we're talking about all these studies and everything, and you sent me a link to a website that I think is absolutely phenomenal. You can see some of the doctors behind this. Just real quickly, who did this website? Did Europharma do it, or who's involved? Is it an independent, not-for-profit? Or
I believe some of the individuals who are interested in the curcumin science on
yeah.
the scientific side of the equation put that up, because there were so
okay.
many requests for one place where a lot of the science could be gathered up,
well,
so that individuals could go instead of having to search in several different places to try to pull it together.
It's phenomenal. So everybody get your pen and pencil out or whatever. Get your iPhone and get ready to type this in. It's Curcumin for Health, all one word. That's curcuminforhealth.com turmeric.com/studies, or you can just go to that.com. I always like to look at the studies, but there's a lot of information. In fact, I spent, you know, a few minutes on it, but it's got a lot of these studies that, you know, Cheryl, you're talking about, that I talk about. It's got a lot of great information. We made it available to one of my doctor friends who's still kind of a non-believer. They just can't really believe that curcumin does everything that it does. They're still looking for the double-blind control placebo gold standard study, which isn't always proven to be as good as, you know, it really isn't always a gold standard. Sometimes the devil's in the details. So, you know, I always like to look at everything when it comes to studies. Sometimes the smaller initial studies have a lot of great information in them. And, you know, you can't just rest your hat on one major study, because sometimes it's flawed from the very beginning. Maybe they've used a synthetic component, or there's some other things flawed about it. And, you know, that's why you have to really take a close look at all these studies. So, Cheryl, tell me a little bit more. I'm just really intrigued. So we've got a product here that does all these things, and it, you know, I'm kind of trying to grasp how does, you said there's three ways basically, or three things that curcumin does. You know, to kind of wrap up the show here a little bit, let's go over those again about how curcumin, the three pathways that it works to help uplift your mood.
Well, the three that we know about, and I bet you there's a few others,
right,
is that by alleviation of the quirky, kind of unusual types of inflammation that occur in the brain, which is not quite the same as what occurs when you twist your ankle, when they alleviate that depression, it rebalances the neurotransmitters. The brain starts to behave in a more healthy manner.
Right.
By reducing that inflammation, you also reduce the oxidative stress.
So inflammation.
And individuals that have depression have high levels of
oxidation.
Damage occurring in the brain. So it's as an antioxidant and as an anti-inflammatory, it works for that as well. And then the third way that they've discovered is that it supports a process called neurogenesis, which is the creation of new brain cells. And the level of creation of new brain cells is, for some reason, correlated with mood. And there
right.
needs to be more research on that. But all we know is that, in this instance, more is better. Now, one of the studies did look at individuals who were already taking fluoxetine, Prozac,
uh-huh.
and they did a combination of Curamed, the BCM95 curcumin, and Prozac, and they found that it worked a little bit better. So
I remember reading that, right.
So even if you're already on medications, that it's not going to interfere with your medication's job. It's doing.
Oh, that's good to know.
And the other thing I'd like to say is that
okay.
if you are on antidepressant medications, and if you do want to try something natural, please talk to your healthcare practitioner.
Exactly.
Do not stop these drugs
right.
suddenly. There could be some very nasty adverse effects when you cut off antidepressant medication
oh, sure.
quickly.
Sure.
So you need to do that under your doctor's supervision if that's something that you're interested in.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much. And I know the one neat thing about the curcumin, you can start and stop that and take about as much as you want anytime. And that's what makes it so special. Thank you so much for all your great information, and this has been the Merry Man Herbs Better Life Show.
The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.